You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we call you family. This book, it's a book I wrote. It's called I Will Fight. You have to fight for your success. 10 strategies for success. You've got to get a copy of this. I'm not trying to sell a book. I'm just telling you. God showed me specifically what he plans to do. But he also showed me that the thing inside of us that we have to learn how to fight for success, that we have to fight the good fight of faith. And there's specific strategies that you have to focus on. And each of these you need to develop to be able to succeed. And I talk about 10 of those strategies and also talk about the reason why. The why I wrote the book. Because God showed me a wealth transfer is coming. But he also, because of his glory, just like Hank Hooneman's prophesying about the glory of God's coming and it's going to set us distinctively different. The harvest is coming. The last time's harvest is coming. Great things are happening. But God showed me that he wanted to get wealth to us, his people, and money and wealth has come to us, but we don't know how to sustain wealth. We don't know how to manage wealth. We don't understand the character involved in it. And so he wants to get and it's not so that you have more things, it's so that you can do more in the kingdom of God. Literally, kingdom philanthropic believers. We're transferring God's wealth into the hands and the needs of others and bringing in this great harvest. Well, and so I write about that in my first chapter of the book. I talk about this prophetic encounter I have with God, talking specifically what happened with his glory, with the wealth transfer, what specifically he said about diamonds and God's whistle and how he's going to gather in the harvest. Then I go into 10 strategies of how to actually fight. And sad to say, you know, you got to fight. If anybody's telling you that you don't have to fight, they're lying to you. And you walk around defeated all the time. And you won't be when you understand you have to fight. So the first thing I start talking about is a fight. I kind of break it down a little bit and show you how historically we've always fought for things, that how David and others had to fight, and heroes in the Bible are people that had to stand up and to be able to fight, and they were fighting for success. We're fighting to, God is specifically, Jesus said this, he said that, you know, the kingdom is like this. In other words, God's kingdom is like this. An owner of a business had to go away. Guess who that is? Jesus came and he went away, right? But the owner gave to three of his employees talents. He gave to one, he gave one talent. To another one, he gave two talents. To another, he gave five talents. So there's talents that God's giving you. Or at least in this parable, the owner was giving to those that he had left with his business. Then he leaves, but he comes back after a long, long time. He comes back. And guess what? He expects something from what he gave. This is Jesus telling us this is what the kingdom is like. And so the one that had five talents, he said, listen, I invested what you gave me, what was yours, and I gained more. I gained five more. So he had a total of 10 to give back to the master. The one that had two talents said, I did the same thing. I invested, I worked, and I took the two, and I got two more. So he had four to give back to the master. But the one that had one talent, he was given one talent. He says, I was afraid. I knew you work hard. This is somebody who really deals with pride. They're self-aware. They think they know everything. They think God understood. He says, so what I did, I took what you gave me and I buried it. You ever heard somebody call about burying the business? I buried it so that I wouldn't lose it. He totally missed the point. It was already God's already. He didn't need that talent. He already had the talent. He just gave that talent on loan to him. He was supposed to do something. Did you know the Second Great Awakening in America is reported that this is the message that was preached that brought in the Second Great Awakening, that God expects you to do something with your life, that you have to fight for that success. This is not about, like, you know, how to get $1 million. It's like how to answer to God, because Jesus is coming back. If we die, we go answer for our life. What do we do with what he's given us? So I talk about that fight and how important it is and begin to say, you know, we got to fight for the success. And so I talk about 10 strategies. The first strategy I talk about is the battlefield. You're the battlefield in your mind. Listen, it is in your mind. If you win it in your mind, you'll win it. But if you can't win it in your mind, I don't care what's going on. I don't care how much medication that you got. I don't care what you do. If you don't change your mind, you'll never change your life. So I talk specifically about how to win the battle in your mind. What Jesus said specifically, what Paul said specifically about our mind and how we're supposed to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, that he gives us the ability to take every thought and force it to be in compliance with what God says about our life, what God says over us. So I talk about that. So first you got to know where your battlefield is. If you don't know where your enemy is, and your mind's not your enemy, but your enemy will fight you in your mind, let me tell you something. You'll lose because you're always fighting somewhere else. You're trying something else. You're blaming other people for your condition. But it's your mind. You got to be able to change your mind and take a hold of it. Ever how a man thinks he is in his heart, so is he. So your thoughts are very important. I cover a lot more details in that, but also talk about a second strategy about believing. Well, once you first got to get your thoughts right before you start believing. People say, I believe. It's like, you believe what? What do you believe, right? So I break that down about belief and faith and the hindrances and how you had to be able to go out and begin to believe specifically for a specific thing, and about walking by faith, how your mind is like a yard. You got to keep it up. You got to maintain it, and all these different aspects of it, and the weaknesses and the measure of success, and how the different ways that God's got. And what moves God is not poverty, sickness, or disease, or lack. What moves God is faith. Faith moves God. So belief and faith. And faith is actually being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. So how can you be sure and certain if you don't even have your thoughts right about what's going on? So you lock it in your belief. The third strategy, I talk about values, which are so important, understanding and operating within your value system. Also, oh my goodness, we've covered this. Your values, being able to know your values, discover your values, because you understand if you live your whole life for things that are not valuable to you, by the time you get to the end of your life, you're going to have regret and wish you wouldn't have lived the life that you lived. Next thing is about deciding, making a clear-cut decision. You know, you think about surgery, cutting things off. I mean, a complete, true decision. If anybody knows they made a decision, is the person that made a decision, because they're the ones that literally cut off something in their life. Because I've decided I'm going to follow Jesus. I decided I'm going to be in this ministry. I decided that I'm going to be married. I decided that I'm going to have this business and that we're going to succeed. I've decided this is what I'm doing for my life. That's very encouraging. I'll be so inspired. I was just reading again this morning. But the other is, you know, after another strategy, the fifth strategy is about speaking. That once your thoughts are clear, once your beliefs are clear, once your values are clear, once you made a decision, guess what? Now you can start talking about your success. You begin to speak things out. You know, he says you can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said to be true, and it's going to come to pass. Notice belief and strategy and thought, that had to be all lined up. So I talk about that as well. The sixth strategy, I talk about commitment. You know, the difference between so many people who don't succeed and do succeed is commitment. Listen, this is so encouraging. You got to get this book. You've got to get it. I got it on Kindle version. Soon it'll be on Audible version. We actually have the book itself that you can order. You can find the details below. But it'll encourage you as well. I talk about morning glory. A person without having a morning plan is literally planning to fail. You got to plan each day and lay it out specifically and spend that time abiding with God and doing what's right. I talk about launching your day right. The eighth strategy, I talk about action. You know, how you have different battles you're going to have to fight, fighting for your nerve. You're going to have to fight for your bench, you know, for your team. You're going to have to fight for your why. Why am I doing this? If you lose your why, you'll get lost. You got to be able to fight, to be able to stay on the front lines. I talk about when, you know, how kings were supposed to be at war and David wasn't, and you can get lost if you're not on the front lines. You know, the fight over should I do this, you shouldn't do this, and that type of thing is so important. The fight over barbs and thorns, which is your integrity and character. I'm telling you, this book is just packed with all kinds of nuggets that can just help you out. And the ninth strategy about don't quitting, the difference between failure and success quite often is actually 5 more minutes. I talk about specifically the things that encourage you not to quit. And finally, I talk about the 10th strategy, which is the blessing, that you're blessed to be a blessing. You've got to get a copy of this book. Listen, I poured my whole life into this, and I spent a year writing it so you can have it. You're going to be so blessed. Over 502 wisdom nuggets. The book is I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Success. You have to fight for your success. Of all the things that Paul said to his spiritual son, Timothy, he said, fight. You have to fight. Don't you just love a fighter? I talk about specific fighters, that people that struggled and fought, but they just usually the Rockies, you know, the people that just press in and they don't give up and they don't quit. Don't you love people that don't quit? Listen, God loves people who don't quit. He says, those that don't fight back. He talks about it in Hebrews chapter 10. He says, listen, don't be those that shrink back and leave and are destroyed, but be those that stand strong and stay and fight the good fight of faith. I want to pray with you right now. Don't forget, this is the details how to get the book. You can see it on your screen below. Comment on YouTube. We love to hear from you right there. Let me pray with you right now. Maybe that's you. You're one like, I want success in my life. I need to learn how to fight. I want to pray right now. Father God, I just pray right now for each and every one that's watching and listening, God. I just speak success over them. Lord, I pray integrity and character and belief. God, the ability to commit, to stick, stay, and stand, God. I pray for divine strategies, Father God, clarity over the vision that you've given them to walk out, God, and the ability to see the talents that you've given them and to bring increase in those talents, God, in Jesus' name. And listen, Lord, pray this first. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.